That's the only tune. But I got so I can't hardly play it now. Don't play it very much.
And you heard it from who?
My dad played it.
He played it.
Who did he learn it from?
I don't know. Yeah. Probably his grand. Probably his dad is singing it. Now, my great grandfather played a fiddle, but my grandfather couldn't. But he sang all them pieces, you know. He could sing them right along like a fiddle. So that's when my dad learned most of his, that way. Mel? My great-grandfather laid down to get him a drink of water in a ravine-like, and when he raised up, he was stone blind. Never did see him. But he wouldn't play the fiddle. He only played one tune after that.
Where's your family from originally in the old country?
Germany. There's supposed to be three brothers come out of Germany into Virginia. And there they split up. There's one of them buried in Virginia. My brother's been there, his grave.
When was that, Melvin? Do you know when that was?
No. Carl Fleischer jumped around and traced a lot of it down.
Well, play us one to take us up to dinner, Melvin.
Take us up to dinner.
Play that Moon Under the Hill.
Behind the hill. I've got to get you up.
I can't ever get the names of fiddles.
That's a good tone. No.
This was one of those you learned on your heard it over at
around Monongah, Clarksburg. Yaza. Met a boy with mine, a cousin of mine was coming up the road. We heard some music and we walked up. It's Helen's Run. Maybe some of you know where it's at. But anyhow, we walked up in this dance hall and there's a couple of fellas in there playing. One was a guitar and one was a fiddler, and that's all was in there, only the bouncer. He didn't throw us out. We went in there, I thought that's the prettiest thing I ever heard. Playing the Moon Behind the Hill. Now I play it, but way behind the hill.
Thank you.
sipping tune first. Did I look down? I must have.
No, you look me.
Calhoun's ring. You'll have to get over there a little bit so I can watch you.
Yeah, get over here where he can keep his eye on you.
How do you do your boys when you're trying to learn them, huh? Where is all them kids?
Thank you.
What was that one?
Tell him, Jerry. Definitely what Paul he said. That ain't what we called it, right?
What did you call it?
I'm telling.
Walk chalk chicken with a necktie on.
That's on that aphid. Okay. You ain't there, are you?
No, I can.
Huh?
Either way.
Well, we'll play it if you want. I'm playing for you. And these people here. And you. I can change this one. I let batten down with these people, and that put us all out, didn't it?
You notice the prominence of the fiddle player in the string band. You've got the tune to him, and you've got to polish your shoes if he wants you to. Do anything the fiddle player wants.
Let him kick your shins. One night was taping the thing, and I got off two or three times. Directly I quit, and I said, "We killed that chicken, huh?" Thank you.
play Jimmy Johnson now?
Oh, I play Jimmy Johnson. Johnny Johnson.
Johnny's brother.
Now, I could have sung part of that, Jimmy, that Joe Clark, if you'd have played ahead.
Oh, we would have.
Clarence used to sing it. He used to sing. Let's see, you sing. I never did like old Joe Clark. I'll tell you the reason why. He blowed his nose with my cornbread and called it pumpkin pie.
Mailman.
7 years in and around. I've worked about 22 inside.
Did you got hurt in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did your back hurt?
I got my knee hurt.
How'd that
happen? Bar went, Some fellas think they know everything, you know. I was working as a helper on a machine, cutting coal. And we got in a corner like, and the mud was bad in the bottom where we'd done cut the place and was going to load the machine up on a truck and haul it out, a little old truck that runs on the track. And it wouldn't load up. My helper said to me, he said, take a crowbar and go out there and throw the end of the cutter bar over. He said, it's stuck in the mud. Well, I went out there and threw it over, and he was pulling it with a live rope, you know. And he just, directly the front end, we're going to raise out where I was at. Instead of loading up, it was coming up out there, about 7 feet out from where he was, right? And I hollered at him, he just kept pulling. instead of letting that off gently, he just kept pulling and it slipped off the top of his pulley. That bar went right through my knee and took me down on the ground there, the pavement. And just ruined me. I was out of work for 4 years. And it left me crippled. But when I got back to work, I went back into mines and went to work. Did help me in the mines, and I'd ride the motor coming out for a trip, you know. Load as much coal as anybody.
Well, it crippled me.
Yeah. I just tell that boy that takes pictures here as it's over, coming down. I walked 6 miles each way to work in 32 and 35. 36, and it was 20 below zero. And I walked out to work and didn't mind it a bit. Now, maybe right at the time, but I'd come home and eat, and I'd be ready to go again. Maybe walk 4 or 5 miles to church. Hey, I raised 10 children and 25 other people, and you got to work at something. So I've trucked, I've sawmilled, and I've played the fiddle. And worked in the coal mines.
Could you have done all that hard work if you didn't play the fiddle, do you think?
I don't know about that. Sometimes you couldn't look at that fiddle when you work on
it. Melvin, you think you're getting the key to play the Betty Baker?
Oh, yeah, I can play Betty Baker. Hey, that's Cajun music, isn't it?
Maybe to you.
I must know, but them Frenchmen, that's the kind of music they play, huh? Huh? Really? Sledge with your two basses down.
With the basses down.
That's right, your old two firsts is just like playing the tuner for old Sledge.
We retune.